This is KO4 NNH. Anyone available for an audio test?
KO4 NNH, KN4 VWA. Go, man. You sound good.
KBWA, this is KO4 NNH. Yeah, I'm actually running on Echolink right now through my handheld, through an FT991A. Just got done finally getting everything set up nice and good, and figured I'd come on this repeater, make sure I'm coming in nice and clear.
Whatever you got going, leave it. It sounds better than most, and there's not a time delay, not a heavy time delay or lag. So you're making it very nicely. Steve on this end, who we got there?
Fred, KO4 NNH, currently at the QTH in Pelzer, funnily enough.
Nice, you know. How you doing, buddy? We've spoke a couple of times.
Pretty good. Can't complain. I'm actually, just like I said, I'm playing right now. Rainy weather's kind of got me rained out for messing with my antennas today, so Project B is messing with Echolink. Do you mind if I try to hop on a digital mode and see if I actually come through at all?
Go for it.
Just go for it in an H.
H. K4 better be A. Yeah, you're making it in just fine.
There's no way that I'm going from Yazoo Fusion to Echolink onto the repeater. That is absolutely amazing.
From Yazoo Fusion into Echolink up to the repeater?
That is correct. I am using Yazoo Fusion into the W4MIK Echolink. Quick question, is there a tone at the end of my transmits?
Yes, there is a little slight, what I call a tail squelch. Some people, other people call it a courtesy tone. It's there, yes.
Alright, roger that. I'm probably going to turn that off here in a second, but I figured I'd ask. Wow, this is absolutely awesome.
Actually swapping my radios back to FM mode. I noticed FM comes in a little bit better than digital narrow.
You're doing well with it. It sounds just fine, my man. Alright, we got a contact coming in. NU2T. Go ahead, Rusty.
Well, it's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, but yeah, the other applies sometimes too, you know. And good morning, Steve, and I'm not sure who the other fella is, but sounds like he's doing some convoluted connecting, but, you know, everybody's got to try something sometime, and I had to go out to the church this morning for a smoke alarm test, which didn't go off because the guy that was supposed to do it, his truck overheated, and he had to be towed in off of Interstate 26, and then I went to the grocery store. Oh, that was another bad one, and I'll... So, Steve, what have you been up to lately?
With the rain comes extra time to build, and I'm going over to pick up some hardware to finish about four different projects today. That and I had to stop and pick up oil. My God, oil is just the biggest ripoff you've ever seen. $47 for oil and a filter for my wife's Cadillac, and it's not 6 quarts. But what really hurts is my 2018 Ram diesel. I'm doing it myself and with the absolute cheapest prices that I can find, and it's still going to run me $200 or better.
In case the other fellow wanted to come back. Well, yeah, better you than me, see? Better you than me. Yeah, I heard you and Dave talking the other day about you painting flyers, and he was hoping that you got a better job out of it than he did when he tried the same type of thing. So, and I'll see how your stuff came up. And see heavy equipment sitting over here of the type they use to dig up and remove trees from places and move them. So maybe somebody's going to move some of these big trees around. Anyway, but yeah, I had to run up to Hendersonville and back yesterday, and going up was not fun. That rain was miserable going up. Wasn't too bad coming back, but got my task done, so I'm back here and headed back to the house and plan to spend the rest of the day there inside where it's dry.
Get all my goodies. I'm headed back to my man cave to try to finish up some of my projects so that I can fly again tomorrow. So, anyhow, if everything works out and Amazon does what they're supposed to do, I am going to be finishing off the electronics on two airplanes and getting in the air. So, be two maiden flights tomorrow, I hope.
To cooperate tomorrow?
To straighten up tomorrow. So, we'll see.
I hope it's not too bad, because I got to go work at a carpenter's table early in the morning, and I got to be there at 7:30 to start setting up. And it's always miserable when it's rainy weather at the carpenter table, because we do all the paperwork and everybody checks in outside, and then we go through and pick up everything for them and take it back out and load it in their car. So hopefully tomorrow will be an okay day. And also, yeah, and all, how do you think your paint job is going to turn out, considering what Dave had to say about his the other day?
After 14 hours, it looks fairly good. No change in the surface material. And like I told him, I'm going to let it run out to about 48 hours. And it still looks good after 48 hours. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and try to put a finish coat on some of this stuff and see how it does. But, you know, only time will tell. All right, I've destinated here at the Mighty Blue Box Lowe's in Ballin Springs. Notice I said Ballin Springs. Like brr. So, I'm going to go in and do my thing, Rusty. You have a good day. Try to stay dry. Talk to you again soon. KN4 VWA, I'm clear after your final. Fred, try to stay dry out there, buddy. KN4 VWA, clear.
All right, well, I'm just a minute or two from pulling in the yard myself, so I'll catch you later. Have a good one. W2T, clear.
W2T, KO4 VWA. Thank you, guys. I was actually listening to y'all the entire time. Just forgot you two knew each other better. I didn't want to really bother y'all in that conversation, though. But, yeah, thanks for the student report, Steve. 73 to you. This is KO4 NH. I will be monitoring.